If you were to stand on a street corner at the Sturgis motorcycle rally, which is where I'm supposed to be right now, my brother and I were going to ride down until I became a COVID survivor. You wouldn't catch me close to that place right now, although I'm one of the safest priests to be around right now. But if you were to ask people at the rally, name a miracle of Jesus Christ, walking on water would be number one. And maybe number two, the feeding of the 5,000. Two very well-known miracles of Jesus Christ. And Matthew puts this miracle of our Lord walking on the water right after the feeding of the 5,000 to show us that Jesus Christ, who multiplied loaves and fish, is not subject to the usual earthly conditions that we are. He shows us that the feeding of the 5,000 was not a fluke, and this miracle is not an illusion. Jesus Christ is divine. What a great miracle. Imagine if we saw it. Imagine if the non-believers saw it, how it would change their life. This miracle is in three of the four Gospels we have. Matthew has it, Mark has it, Luke doesn't have it, but John does as well. And Matthew is the one that has Peter walking on the water. And Matthew gives us the best description we have of what the weather was like that night. In Greek, Matthew uses the word torture, that the waves were torturing the boat. That's how rough the water was. And then, in the fourth watch of the night, which is between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning, our Lord comes to the disciples in their storm, in their crisis. And we knew that they are not recognized, they're not expecting him to come. They're not expecting Jesus to do this because they do not recognize him. And then Jesus says the usual recommendations: calm down, get a hold of yourselves, don't be afraid. And he says the words, "It is I. It is I," which establishes his lordship, and then it becomes still. And what do the disciples do? The disciples do what you're doing right now. They worship him. That's what we're here for. Whether you call it going to Mass, going to Corpus Christi, going to church, I don't care what you call it. We're all here to worship Jesus Christ. And when we leave, we should say in our hearts the same words of those disciples in the boat. Jesus, truly, you are the Son of God. Storms in our life. The year 2020 is delivering. A big storm in my life. In March, I lost my dog of almost 13 years. Then I lost my parish, where I was the pastor before here, trying to keep that going without people in the pews, just as you did here. Then I got a call that I had to pack up and move. Another storm in my life. Then I got the virus myself, which shut down the world. 2020, and there's 146 days left. I looked it up today. New Year's Eve is in 145 days, in case you want to plan a party. Hopefully it's a vaccine party, right? We can have a vaccine party. But you know what? It doesn't matter how many days are left or what storms are ahead of us. This gospel reminds us that even if we don't recognize our Lord will be there. This gospel reminds us that the mystery of life is that there is no help in this life without help from beyond. This gospel reminds us that maybe, just maybe, the reason why storms come in our lives is so that we will have an opportunity to recognize our Lord there. He will always be there. In this gospel, as he came to them personally, he will always come personally to us. This is a great miracle. This miracle we need to keep close to our hearts. Amen.